Joy in the Book of Mormon. Minerva K. Tykert found joy in the scriptures and felt that her Book of Mormon paintings and murals were her most important works. Minerva K. Tykert's life was filled with contrasts. Minerva, 1888 to 1976, and her husband Herman raised five children on their Wyoming ranch, where she lived the rugged life of one who cared for horses and cattle. At the same time, she was also a sensitive artist and faithful student of the scriptures, whose love for the Book of Mormon stories and the pioneers flowed onto large canvases attached to the four walls of her living room. She studied art in Chicago from 1909 to 1912 and in New York from 1915 to 1916. Of her training in New York with Robert Henry, one of the most influential American art teachers of the early 20th century, she said, "I've driven many a runaway team, and I love the pull of the reins in my hands, but Henry's class was something now." At one point, Henry asked her if anyone had told the Mormon story. Minerva replied, "Not to my liking." As a result, the story of the Latter-day Saint pioneers and stories from the scriptures became the subject matter of her art. Her prolific career spanned six decades and resulted in nearly 100 murals as well as hundreds of paintings. The balance of this article is composed of seven pieces of art from Minerva Tykert's portfolio. The first is the picture of the Savior administering the sacrament in the New World. The Sacrament. "And when the disciples had come with bread and wine, Jesus took of the bread and brake and blessed it, and he gave unto the disciples and commanded that they should eat. And when they had eaten and were filled, he commanded that they should give unto the multitude." 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Alma baptizing at the waters of Mormon. Alma said, "Now, as ye are desirous to come into the fold of God, and to be called his people, and are willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light, what have you against being baptized in the name of the Lord?" And Alma did baptize every one, and they were in number about 204 souls. Yea, and they were filled with the grace of God. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8, 10, and 16. Mosiah discovers the people of Zarahemla. "Now there was great rejoicing among the people of Zarahemla, because the Lord had sent the people of Mosiah with the plates of brass, which contained the record of the Jews. Mosiah caused that they should be taught in his language, and the people of Zarahemla and of Mosiah did unite together." Omni, chapter 1, verses 14, 18, and 19. Lehi's family loads the ship. Of preparations to sail to the Promised Land, Nephi wrote, "After we had prepared all things, much fruits and meat from the wilderness, and honey in abundance, and provisions according to that which the Lord had commanded us, we did go down into the ship with all our loading and our seeds, every one according to his age." 1 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 6. The title of liberty. Moroni, commander of the Nephite armies, rent his coat, and he took a piece thereof and wrote upon it, "In memory of our God, our religion, and freedom, and our peace, our wives and our children." And he fastened it upon the end of a pole, and he did raise the standard of liberty in whatsoever place he did enter, and gained whatsoever force he could in all his march toward the land of Gideon. Alma chapter 46, verse 12, and chapter 62, verse 4. Helaman's striplings and Samuel the Lamanite. The upper half of this two-part painting shows the 2,000 Lamanite warriors of Helaman. Refer to Alma chapter 53, verses 16 through 22. The lower half shows Samuel the Lamanite preaching amid arrows shot at him by the Nephites. Refer to Helaman chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. The Angel. As Alma the Younger and the four sons of Mosiah went about to destroy the church of God, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and he descended, as it were, in a cloud. And he spake, as it were, with a voice of thunder, which caused the earth to shake upon which they stood. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 11. End of the article. Joy in the Book of Mormon.